Welcome, witches, to episode 32 of Witch Talk. I'm your host, Brie, a Scorpio sun, Taurus moon, Pisces rising, and this is a witch's guide for the week of September 23rd to September 29th, 2024. This week, Mercury is busy. Pretty much all of the aspects happening this week involve Mercury, meaning that communication and how you say things in relation to everything else is going to be so important. I think that this week is going to be intense, especially with Venus entering Scorpio. It's going to be reflective, it's going to be dynamic, and I'd give it a 7 out of 10. Venus entering Scorpio sets a tone of deep emotional energy and will really bring this intense energy to relationships. The Mercury aspects, particularly the opposition to Neptune and the trine of Pluto, will be introspective and just very deep. This will be a week that will bring a lot of moments for clarity, but also moments of uncertainty, making it a week of a lot of mental back and forth. Whenever Mercury is involved, there's going to be a lot of mental activity, and your thoughts are just going to be extremely active. Before I get into the episode, a couple of things. Keep leaving reviews, whether it's a written review or a 5-star tap. I've seen it go up since the last time I mentioned it, and I truly appreciate it so much. And the reviews of the pod are great, but also don't forget that you can review the readings if you ever gotten a reading from me. I get a ton of birth chart reading reviews, and they're always so sweet and kind, and I love you guys for them. I love talking to you guys because it truly helps me with my credibility as an astrologer, and it validates me a lot. But also, recently I had someone send Mirror Ball lyrics by Taylor Swift. I am a Swiftie, if you guys didn't know. And she was like, she just resonated so much with what I said. And she was like, and I think this is the perfect lyric from Mirror Ball from Taylor Swift. And I said, oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite Taylor Swift lyrics. So always contact me when you get a reading. I love to hear from you. I love to hear what you thought about it. It's my favorite thing to go back and forth with you. And then last thing, vote. Make sure you are registered to vote before the deadline in your area. The links to register to vote as well as to check your registration is available at the top of the episode notes of this episode, as well as the top link in the Topaz link tree. With all that being said, let's get into this week's episode. So we start this week off on the 23rd with Venus entering Scorpio at 10:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. When Venus enters Scorpio, she's in this dark intensity and this depth that can feel almost too raw, too all-encompassing, too consuming for comfort. And this is because in Scorpio, Venus is in her detriment, meaning she no longer is able to express her natural tendencies for harmony and beauty and connection in a light and easy way. Instead, love and desire in Scorpio comes with it this possessiveness, this hunger for transformative connection, and a need to dive beneath the surface into the more hidden, more unspoken aspects of life. And this shift can feel like a descent into the underworld of our relationships, a call to address those darker, more uncomfortable aspects of ourselves and our partners. In a world that's almost ruled by Venus, we are drawn to what we find beautiful and pleasurable and desirable. But in Scorpio, Venus asks us to dig deeper, to go and think beyond our superficial pleasures, to uncover things that lurk beneath the surface. It's a time where superficiality doesn't satisfy, where intimacy and connection become about power dynamics and control and deep emotional entanglement. And truthfully, this can be a time when relationships are tested because what's been unspoken in relationships rises to the surface to be dealt with. Venus in Scorpio usually has us contemplating themes of loyalty and betrayal, the line between love and obsession. We might feel drawn to situations where emotional intensity takes the place of comfort, where relationships force us to change and transform instead of being there to simply soothe us. The time for understanding that true beauty can sometimes lie in the vulnerability and rawness of being fully seen. To be loved is to be seen, and accepting that this isn't always an easy or comfortable process. Also, Scorpio's association with death and rebirth means the potential for important transformation in our relationships when it comes to love and desire. This is the time to let go of what no longer serves us, to shed skins, and to emerge from the ashes, reborn like a phoenix, like that true Scorpio energy. But Venus's detriment here also reminds us that this process might come with pain, because Scorpio demands nothing less than total honesty. Expect intense emotional waves throughout Venus's transit in Scorpio. This is a time when we might feel like a heightened desire for control in relationships are necessary. There's going to be a deepening of jealousy or an insatiable thirst for emotional truth. But beneath this intensity is also this lovely cathartic release, you know, for a renewed sense of intimacy with ourselves, but also with other people. The next day on September 24th at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the moon finds her domicile in Cancer, a place where her emotional qualities are amplified. This ingress brings a sensitivity to everyone's moon. It's about comfort and security and emotional sustenance. It's a time to turn inward, to nurture what feels vulnerable to us, and to find solace in familiar surroundings. Pay attention to your emotional energies of the day, because the moon in Cancer pulls us back towards what feels safe and secure, but also might show us where we need to tend to our emotional wounds. At 1:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the same day, Mercury in Virgo, the ruler of logic, clarity, and meticulous thinking, forms an Earth trine with Uranus, currently retrograde in Taurus. We're getting that first Mercury aspect, which electrifies our mental atmosphere. It charges it with the potential for important realizations. Uranus in Taurus, even in its retrograde state, pushes for new ways of engaging with the world, particularly around matters of security and stability and resources, that Taurus energy. And with Mercury's energy guiding this energy, expect the unexpected in the form of fresh insights, especially when you mix this with eclipse season. A lot of breakthroughs are going to be happening. What sets this trine apart, though, is the harmony between Virgo and Uranus. This is a grounded innovation where Uranus typically brings chaos, right, and disruption, as we know. The Virgoan influence actually steadies that energy, and it allows us to make use of these insights or flashes of brilliance in practical ways. This is a moment for creating new routines or systems that honor both innovation and pragmatism. It's a perfect alignment for rethinking how we work, how we manage our resources, or even organizing our daily lives. I will say, though, as well, that with Uranus retrograde, there's an emphasis on revisiting or revising ideas that have been incubating for some time. Breakthroughs may come from revisiting past conversations or concepts, especially those that have been nagging at you, you know, just waiting for that final piece of insight. Expect surprises, but know that they will likely manifest as more constructive shifts, not the kind of disruptive chaos Uranus is often known for. On September 25th, Mercury in Virgo then opposes Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 7:06 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here, Mercury in its exaltation of Virgo comes into direct opposition with Neptune, and the exactitude of Mercury's mind clashes with Neptune's formlessness, really creating a tug of war between clarity and confusion. This is a major theme we'll see unfold on the Pisces and Virgo axis. This is an aspect where we might find it difficult to discern fact from fiction. The rational mind, which is so focused on details, might be overwhelmed by Neptune's fog, leading to misunderstandings or maybe even sugarcoating information. That's the vibe I'm getting from this aspect. Be cautious of miscommunication or of seeing only what you want to see. Neptune's retrograde motion can mean that the illusions at play may actually stem from the past, from old lies or deceptions. This opposition also offers an opportunity to blend the rational and the intuitive, another major Virgo-Pisces theme. If we can avoid getting lost in the fog, we may find that the confusion Neptune stirs up actually allows for a deeper level of understanding, one that transcends the literal. That's what's so important about Pisces. This is an aspect for dealing with the symbolic, for allowing intuition to complement logic. Moving on September 26th, the moon enters Leo, and Mercury in Virgo forms an exact trine with Pluto, now retrograde in Capricorn, at 12:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Expect conversations to take on a weightier tone, because this trine opens the door to honest, even cathartic discussions. There's that word again, cathartic. It's definitely a week of release, and this aspect is a moment where clarity and depth work hand in hand. It allows for transformative thoughts that can shift internal patterns that you might be looking to break, but be mindful of power issues or a tendency to overanalyze, because Pluto's influence here can definitely make us hyper-focused on control. Then at 4:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, same day, Mercury enters Libra, another busy movement for Mercury. In Libra, Mercury takes on a more relational tone. It wants to mediate, to negotiate, and always find the middle ground. Communication here becomes about maintaining equilibrium in relationships. It's about maintaining equilibrium in our conversations and in our intellectual exchanges. Libra is ruled by Venus, right? The planet of beauty and harmony. So Mercury here is concerned with aesthetics of language, the tone of communication, and the need to ensure that all voices are heard. The emphasis shifts towards fairness, but this can also manifest as indecision or difficulty in making definitive choices, because Mercury in Libra can become overly concerned with pleasing everyone. There's also an increased focus on partnership and collaboration in this transit. While Mercury is in Libra, I would definitely do any negotiations, any contract signings, sign your leases, or anything where diplomacy is needed. One of my main issues, though, with Mercury in Libra is there's just this energy of avoidance of conflict where the desire to keep the peace prevents necessary discussions or decisions from happening. It's very annoying, so be mindful of that. On September 29th, the moon enters Virgo at 5:42 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Emotions are filtered through a lens of analysis and order, and there is an overall desire to clean up, to organize, and make things more efficient. This is a time to tend to the details of your life, especially those that have been neglected during the more emotionally driven lunar phases like Cancer at the start of the week. Then to end the week, Mercury in Libra makes an opposition to the lunar North Node. This really is about the importance of communication and navigating this karmic axis that's about to end soon. Conversations and decisions made at this time carry a sense of fate, as if the very words spoken are pivotal to our future direction. This is a time to weigh your words carefully. What you say now may have long-lasting implications, not just for yourself, but for those around you. Mercury in Libra wants balance and harmony, right? But the nodes remind us that sometimes difficult conversations are necessary to move forward on our path. Avoiding conflict or being overly diplomatic may keep the peace in the moment, yes, but it may also prevent essential growth from happening. It's a time to reflect on how past communications and conversations have shaped your current path. Mercury's influence can help us understand where miscommunications or missed opportunities have diverted us from our intended direction. Use this time to recalibrate and to bring balance to your conversations. And that concludes this week's episode of Witch Talk. Honestly, such a in-your-head kind of week. I really suggest writing or verbally letting things out just so that your thoughts can go somewhere, have those conversations with people. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. And join me next week as we continue our journey through the cosmos. Until then, keep slaying and stay witchy. Bye!